Finally, we come to verses 11 to 13 of Luke 11, and I'll read theirs again. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Which of you? The question is an arresting one, as we began to realize just now in verse 5 following. Luke especially reports Jesus using this approach to make his hearers think again. A brilliant case comes in Luke 15, when Jesus was criticized for the company he kept, society's outlaws. By his response, he confounds and shames his critics. Tell me, he says, what's your policy when a valuable animal of yours strays or is stolen? Do you simply shrug your shoulders, or do you at once organize a search to recover your assets? And if the latter, why are you surprised that I seek to recover for God what is valuable in the eyes of heaven? And it's exactly the same here in our passage. Here is Jesus speaking. I see that the fathers among you men, despite your natural sinfulness, make sure, nevertheless, that your children receive generous and good gifts. How much more, then, will your heavenly Father do for his children? And why should you doubt this in view of your own practice? The picture Jesus gives is intentionally ludicrous. It's the eve of the twins' birthday. Mother, busy with preparing for a party, dispatches Dad down to the market for last-minute gifts. Tommy has asked for a replacement goldfish, the previous incumbent having died of boredom after going round and round in his bowl a million times. Jenny loves those coloured egg-shaped caskets you sometimes see, like one a friend at school has, in which writing implements, etc. are kept. Dad is to look for something similar and pretty. 2 hours later, Father returns in triumph. He's bought a small tin for Tommy. You open it and find a tiny snake. Don't make any mistake, it's poisonous, all right. Tommy will get bitten, and the venom will send him off to hospital if it doesn't kill him. There's a present for you. As for Jenny, the little egg-shaped case decorated with flowers contains, for God put it there, the best scorpion the pet shop had in stock. How she will scream when the case is opened and the scorpion defends its territory. They say no sting is more painful. Happy birthday. What can Jesus mean? Does he think that we doubt the Father's goodness? That surely ought not to be the case. And yet in those things that matter most to us, are we never to be found resistant to saying, your will, not mine, be done? Imagine Tommy and Jenny as young Christians. They're finding that at school and college, some friendships can be pretty all-consuming. The minister spoke about this just the other day. He spoke about their future, too, how life choices, like any others, should be surrendered to our God according to his good pleasure and purposes. Will it be easier for Tommy and Jenny to put such personal and precious matters in God's hands? Might the Lord not ask of them that which they do not want? The relinquishment of a friendship or of a dream? Yes, Romans 12, 1 and 2 is a moving text, and the minister explained it well to them. But it does speak of a rather costly and inconvenient way, necessary apparently, in order to discover the good, pleasing and perfect will of God. Present my body as a living sacrifice. Can the Father ask that of any of us? Will there be, forgive me for asking, will there be, at least for some of us, a sting in the tail?